A witch is a woman thought to have magic powers, often depicted as wearing a black coat and pointed hat and flying on a broomstick. Witchcraft was historically associated with devil worship, culminating in years of large-scale witch trials, witch hunts, torture, and death. Throughout the early modern period, the English term witch was not exclusively negative in meaning, and could also indicate practitioners of folk medicine, folk magic, and divination, often involving out-of-body experiences and traveling through the realms of a hidden or other world. During the time leading to the witchcraft trials in Europe, the staple bread was made with rye, which would host a mold called ergot. Ergot in high doses can be lethal, a fact that led to the rise in the popularity of wheat bread, which is resistant to ergot mold. In smaller doses, ergot is a powerful hallucinogenic drug that is the central ingredient in the ointment that witches rubbed their broomsticks with. When eaten, there was a risk of death, but when absorbed through the thin tissues of the female genitals, the hallucinogenic effect were more pronounced with less ill effects. The modern image of a witch riding on a broomstick was inspired by the sight of a woman rubbing herself on the drug-coated smooth stick of her broom. The lack of any known equivalent mechanism for men is one reason why witchcraft was seen as a predominantly female phenomenon. That said, male homosexual activity was also punishable by death during the times of the Inquisition. A definition of the word faggot is of an archaic English unit applied to bundles of sticks, for example, or firewood, used to burn those found guilty of heresy. In this image of world-famous occultist Marina Abramovich, we can see that Jimmy Comet, or Comet Pizza owner James Elefantis, is pointing out the occult significance and meaning behind this image. So the flying witch was in reality the tripping witch. The first stories of flying ointments were recorded in the early 1400s, and in those cases, mention was made only that the witches dreamt they were flying. Watched all night, the witches were not seen to actually leave, but would awake with lurid stories of faraway gatherings. The most famous period of the Inquisition began in 1478 in Spain. Many Jews and some other sects considered deviant were labeled conversos, having been forced to convert to Christianity. Many were accused of practicing their faith in secret and were sentenced to death. Some of the occult acts considered heresy included sodomy, child sex rituals, and child sacrifice, especially around the religious holidays. While many suffered unjustly as scapegoats, including false accusations, it must still be mentioned to gain a full objective understanding. By 1492, Christopher Columbus, who was in fact a converso, set out to relocate to what eventually became the 13 colonies, a number that is not a coincidence.
So King Solomon would send, along with King Hiram of the Phoenician Empire, fleets of ships every 3 years to Tarshish to bring back gold and silver, exotic animals, exotic fruits, and so forth. This ancient Tarshish is none other than Sepharad. You must say, what's Sepharad? Sepharad is Spain. Even to this date, Spain is Sepharad. And from there you derive the term Sephardic or Sephardim, that are the initial ancestors of Jews in Spain, that Sepharad. Now, talking about Christopher Columbus, a lot of people don't know, but I'm sharing this with you, he was a converso, meaning he too was a crypto-Jew or a Jew in hiding. It so happens that the majority of the passengers on La Niña, La Pinta, and La Santa Maria, his fleet of ships, were of our kind of surname. What kind of surname? Hispanic surname, Spanish surnames. We are the descendants, many of you are descendants of the secret Jews of Spain. That's the crypto Jews I'm referring to.
For 150 years during the Spanish rule, Jamaica, this island that we think of as a tourism capital, was a homeland for Jews avoiding the threat of the Inquisition. It was a haven in the New World. When the Inquisition finally did threaten, they got in touch with England, they conquered the Jamaica, kicked out the Spanish, and allowed the so-called Portuguese to come out of the closet as Jews. What did the Jews do? They became the merchants of Port Royal. They had been trading here in the New World from the get-go for 150 years with other conversos, secret Jews, in all the different colonies.
The Inquisition, let's begin. The Inquisition,
look out, Sam.
We have a mission to convert the Jews.
Now, on display in Berlin, in a room by itself, is this late Bronze Age hat made of thin gold leaf, serving as the external covering on a long conical brimmed headdress, probably of an organic material, like in this image, and is the best preserved specimen among the four known conical golden hats discovered in Europe so far. There are two others that were found in southern Germany, and the last in western France. These hats served as astronomical and calendrical functions belonging to ancient Aryans, famously regarded as sun worshippers and agriculturalists who used these stunning hats to chart all of the phases of the moon and sun. Some research has demonstrated that sowing seeds on the new moon and harvesting on the waning moon greatly improves the quality and abundance of the harvest. The symbols on the golden hats are a logarithmic table which enables the movement of the sun and moon to be calculated in advance. Researchers discovered that the 1,739 sun and half moon symbols decorating the Berlin hat's surface make up a scientific code which corresponds almost exactly to the Metonic cycle discovered by the Greek astronomer Meton in 432 BC, about 500 years after the hat was made, which explains the relationship between the moon and sun years. Knowledge of the sun and moon and their phases would allow them to make long-term empirical astrological observations and could partially explain why their priest class were esteemed with magical status, the hat now most commonly associated with witches or warlocks. Many of the signs of heresy and deemed as witchcraft found in the Inquisition can be related to pagan traditions and rituals concerning an ancient alchemical relationship to nature. That said, in Roman Catholic countries, the courts insisted on burning witches. In Protestant lands, they were mainly hung. The Basque witch trials were probably history's biggest witch hunt, with over 7,000 people accused of witchcraft and put to death for something like defense of the Basque language. Women were called witches in unprecedented numbers, especially those with Rh negative blood type. Originally sliced into the earth by the Orabadia River, this natural tunnel was the epicenter of suspected witchcraft in Zugar Amurdi, the meadow of Akilar, Basque for meadow of the he-goat, and is popularly known as the Cave of the Witches, a spot once used for rituals with bonfires, large orgies, and also supposedly to create storms. Now, every year on summer solstice, a feast and festival takes place in the cave, where this Basque country's cave's history of witchcraft and pagan ritual is not just embraced, but recreated and celebrated each year. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent anthropologist. Thank you for listening and for subscribing if you've done so. Please share my videos if you enjoy them. I rely on word of mouth. Thank you to my subscribers that have donated to Atlantean Gardens, the nonprofit organization that publishes my books, available on Amazon.com, and makes these educational videos possible. Don't forget to leave a comment. I'll see you next time.